and welcome to Showtime, God's Appointed Time and His Eternal Kingdom. I'm A.B. Nix, and today with us are, as always, Pastor Henry Ayala, Pastor John Valero, Steve Allen, Pastor Pat Bannister, and Steve Price.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, you want to get us started, Pastor Pat?
Yes, sir. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us. I pray God's blessing on all of you listening, that you will walk in and fulfill the desires God's put in your heart.
Amen. Praise God.
You know, I just wanted to touch briefly. Pastor Henry brought up something in his Sunday service that I just wanted to reiterate on. It's not a scripture he used, but it bears witness with what he said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Pastor Henry brought up how important it is, how strong sin can be a hold on different people's lives. And in 1 Thessalonians 1, in verse 9, it says, "For they themselves show us what manner of entertaining in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God." I tell you what, if you're not a believer and you're looking for God, this scripture is a very encouraging scripture, because it tells us if we turn to God, all those idols, all those things that are causing problems in our life will disappear. All because you made a simple decision. Amen. to walk with God and walk towards Him. And Psalms 91 is a psalm that we've used a lot in the time in which we're living. And I just want to bring up something real briefly here, that in verse 1, it says, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Now, most of us, I think, have all lived on a farm at one point or another. I tell you, when you see a mother chick wrap its wings around its eggs to protect it, or a goose or whatever, you have to be under those wings to be protected. Amen. And this is an encouraging word for all of us during this time, that as we are walking in love, as we are walking in the things that we're seeing in the world in which we're living right now, that it's very important for us to be in that place. Be where Jesus is. Be where the flow is coming out.
Come on, man.
Under the shadow of the Almighty.
Amen.
A lot of people say, I don't hear from God, it seems like, anymore. Are you in church? Are you in the presence of God in the morning, as Pastor Henry brings up all the time? Are you communing with Him? The water flow, the anointing is being poured out, and we need to be where the flow is
at. Come on,
at.
Amen.
So I just encourage everybody today to look at Psalms 91 and realize that we need to be under the shadow of the Almighty for that protection in Him.
Amen.
In the day in which we live.
Amen. That's I love that, Pastor. I remember a man that lived by me when I was a young boy. His name was Jim Horner. And we were out in his backyard, and the goose was acting kind of funny. She was just sitting there. Generally, she'd be right kind of honking at you and trying to bite you. And she was just sitting there, and Big Jim walked over, and he looked. He goes, "I wonder what's wrong with that goose." And he walked over to it, and it tried to snap at him. And then it stood up, and here comes maybe four or five of these little tiny gooselets. What do you call a small goose? Yeah, anyway, little bitty. And she was protecting her, yeah. And, buddy, let me tell you, when she got up on her feet and those little geese ran out, she cleared the room. Get away from my kids. And, yes, they were under the protection of those wings. And so, so it was pretty cool, man.
I think they were gospel.
Goslings, you're right. That's right,
Steve.
Good word. Goslings, thank you, Steve.
I thought there were gooses, but
gooses, baby goose,
baby goose.
Come on, man. Thank you, Pat. That was a good word, bro.
All right. Well, there's been a lot of really good things that God has done to me during this time. Time to rest. Time to recuperate.
Absolutely.
Time to heal. time to understand.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that have happened to me in my life. I want to talk about, just give testimony to what God's been doing.
There's been some things
that I'm going to talk about here at the end that are bona fide miracles in my book.
Come on, man.
All right?
Come on.
So during the time of my rebirth, I mean, that was where I understood what it says in 2 Corinthians that the old things have passed away, the new things have come.
Amen.
Behold, I make all things new. All things new.
Amen.
And I remember in my college dorm when that happened. And one day I was smoking weed, and the next day I was shouting about Jesus.
Come on, man.
And I drove my wing. It's crazy.
Come on, man.
They wanted me to shut up, you know. I couldn't.
Yeah,
I was that blind man jumping up and down.
Come on,
brother.
Right? Amen. That's the biggest miracle of all, isn't it? The biggest miracle I've ever seen was when God changed my life.
That's right.
Come on, bro.
And it was overnight. And it was the best day of my life.
Amen. Right? Praise God.
And since then, now after this experience, you have all this time in my life, and I could chalk it up in this verse, John 17:17, sanctify them by thy truth. Your word is truth.
Amen.
Learning what that is, learning how it works for me.
Amen.
It was a setting apart unto holiness, what they call it, what he calls it. And I began to understand and take hold of the promises.
Come on.
And Pat spoke about this just a moment ago, but I'm going to read it again because it's so powerful.
Good, yeah.
During this time especially. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly plague.
Amen.
He will cover you with his feather. Under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness.
Amen. Come on, man.
Let's go. So many people that are trying to bring fear. And it's been said that the enemy thrives on fear, and that could be true.
Yes.
And he's getting a lot of food lately. And I believe that we need to try and elevate the understanding of what that is, so that people will not go there. They will not go there. They will go to the Word.
The Word. Amen. Come
the
on.
The truth.
Bro. Amen.
Right? Another scripture that I love here, Exodus 15:26. If you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes and pay attention to his commands and keep all his statutes, then I will not bring on you all of the diseases that I inflicted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you.
Amen. Praise God. That's right, man. Come on, man.
This is not just for those back in that day. This is for us right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. Come on. It's the Word of God.
Amen. It is the Word
of God. It's eternal.
So with these promises, I'm beginning to take action and to apply these things in my life.
Yeah.
Last January, just a couple months ago, I got real sick. And I believe it was the coronavirus. And it happened in one night, a Saturday before a Sunday service.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed 2 weeks here
Yeah.
because of that. And it was after that that I began to apply what the word says to my life.
Amen.
And to take action and to put on the armor of God and to go to war, because that's what it takes, I believe.
Absolutely.
Right? This is what I use against the enemy when I talk to him. I say, behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you.
Amen.
You hear that, devil?
Amen. That's right, man.
You understand?
Amen. Yeah.
I have authority. You have no authority.
That's right.
In my life.
That's it.
Correct.
You have no authority in my house.
Amen. That's right.
You have no authority over my animals or my studio.
Yeah, that's right. Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise God, man.
Let him have it.
Yes. Let him have it, man. Speak that word.
Romans 8:2, therefore now there is no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death.
Amen. Come on.
Come on. That's the before and after.
That's right. Come on, man. Hallelujah.
It has set me free. You have no authority.
That's right.
I tell you the truth. Whatever you forbid or bind on earth will be forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven.
Come on.
So
God.
I bind the power of the enemy.
Amen. That's exactly right.
So what has happened and the things that I've applied this year have been in my life. After that sickness I had in January, the enemy has tried several times to come back to me and lay those things on me. There was what I always get before I get sick usually. I have this tickle in my chest, right where the bronchial tubes separate to go down into the lungs, and it causes you to cough, and then it continues to get worse and worse. Mm. That thing happened. That started doing that, and I immediately took authority.
Come
over
on, man.
Laid hands on myself and said, "You have no power here.
Amen.
That's you right. have no authority, and you must go.
Amen.
I bind you in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Lord, ask your angels to come." Take this, put it into the lake of fire.
Come on, bro.
So that's that, and immediately, boom.
Amen.
Gone,
that's right. Come on.
And that has happened several times, and every time that it comes upon me, that's what I do.
Come on, brother.
Every time it's gone. Now, this last week, I've had in my life what they call a mitral valve prolapse. It's an extra beat that's in my heart.
Mm.
And I was on my bed this last week, just lying on the left side, and there was a pain in my heart. And I did it again. I did the same thing. I said,
come on, man.
You must stop in the name of Jesus. And the moment I said that, the pain went away.
Come on, brother. Amen.
And it has not come back.
Come on, bro. Well, you're a musician, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so extra beats are good, bro. Come on, man. and a healthy heart is better. Come on, man. It's been given to you.
I'm telling you, our God is the God of miracles.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
You close the entry point for the enemy to speak into your body.
Yes.
You right away, it's like once you say the name of Jesus, he's got no place, no entry point.
The miracle is that I didn't know how to do that before.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm doing it, and the Lord is honoring it.
Come on, man. That's right.
Because there's no doubt.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
The Word of God says, I keep my body under subjection. And so, because a lot of times it takes a while for your body to get what your spirit is getting.
Yes.
And so you just got to keep it under subjection. Keep speaking it to it.
Keep speaking to it.
That's right.
Right.
The Word of God says that Jesus even said that. He goes, I'm not of this world. He's telling the Pharisees, I'm not of this world. I'm from above. You're from beneath. That's a nice statement to tell somebody that. Wait a minute. And then later on, when he's praying to his father, he says, hey, man, I'm not asking you to take them out of the world. He says, but watch over them. They are not of this world.
Yeah.
Like I am not of this world. See, and so we're not of this world. So we cannot, I'm going to say it again, this We cannot be affected or infected by the things going on in the world because we are of the kingdom, where Amen. There is no sickness nor disease. Isn't that Amen. Cool? That's cool, man, because you believe that. Walking. Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, so many times in, when you read in scripture, it says that when you ask, you know, do not doubt. And I think that's a big thing is to, you know, understand God, you know, is all about adhering to his word. I mean, he didn't give it to us because he's like, I'm only going to do this, you know, sometimes or anything like that. It's something where it's a promise. It's something he's not going to break.
That's right.
You got to remember that.
That's right.
And not that long ago, if we got a tickle in our throat or if we got a little bit of a runny nose or whatever, oh, it's allergies. Right?
Mm. Yeah.
Not that it's any, even that is not something to accept.
That's
but right. Today we get that same symptom, if you want to call it. Oh my gosh, could it be the coronavirus? You know?
Yeah.
Right away, you open that door for the enemy to say, yeah, maybe we can make it that way, you know? And so when you take authority over, as Pastor says, your body to say, no, you're not welcome here. You don't That's belong right. here. You don't even have a place
That's right.
within me. Then right away that enemy knows I can't come in.
Come on, man.
So and we need to pray for ourselves. We need to not pay attention to those things that are floating around us to try to convince us that, yeah, we're gonna die. No, we're not. That's right. Not in that way.
You know, for so many years I've wondered about the passage that says that you will do these miracles and more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I've come and gone.
Yeah.
Right? And where are these miracles? Well, I've seen them in myself now.
Come on, man. He's gone.
That's going to give boldness to go forth and do it for other people.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I believe that God is raising a generation that this is an absolute foundational fact in their lives where they say, there is no sickness nor disease on this planet that can absolutely have any way with me. And it can try, but man, I look at what I talked about on Sunday where God told Abraham to go sacrifice his son. And man, a lot of times God is watching for our response. He's looking to see, he says, what's going to come out of their mouth today? Let's see what, and when it says, I can see the father sitting back. Because I know when my grandkids, you know, my wife was sneezing the other day and my grandson runs over and puts his hand on. And she's just sneezing because I'm powdering the whole house with sheetrock dust. And so she's sneezing and he runs over. And so I believe we're raising a generation that says, now these things won't, they're just not going to happen. That's cool, man. Praise God. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for that testimony, Steve.
I'm going to go.
Sure, you go.
Oh, okay, why not?
And now we'll hear from Hugo. Come on.
What I wanted to share on is that I've been just being made aware of just the wonderful people that God has surrounded me with. You know, we've been placed on this journey, and for a lot of us, you know, we've been maybe in different churches but God always gives us people to walk with. And, you know, for me, I just look around this church body and I'm seeing the different ways that the people of our church are touching, others, the way even as we get together here today, it's our place as Christians, and I think you would all agree with me that it's our place to tell people about Jesus. That's why we're here. And it's not only to just say that this is what we were placed here to do this.
That's right.
And so there's different ways of doing that. And, you know, some of us can stand behind a pulpit and preach to you. Some of us can go out there and lay hands and pray for you. And yet we each are individuals, and we each have a way that God is using us to touch this world. And what I want to do today, like I said, is I want to lift up just a person. And like I say, there's so many out there that maybe you're not, you feel you're not visible, but you are in some form or another. And what I wanted to bring up today is Brother David Rivera. Mm-hmm. That gentleman, that brother, has been sending texts to us. And every day, without failure, there is a text on my phone, and he's got a word that God has placed in his heart, and he's got a message that sometimes, you know, can reach to the depths of your heart, wherever you are. And I just want to read what today's message was, because it really, really does fit with where we are. But it's not to say that there isn't other ways of doing this, but here's Brother Rivera's message for the day. And it says, "The Bible is my church. It is always open, and there is my high priest ever waiting to receive me. There I have my confessional, my thanksgiving, my psalm of praise, and a congregation of whom the world is not worthy, prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and confessors. In short, all I can want, there I find."
Come on, praise God.
Praise God. This is just an example of the things, the way that this brother touches people. And so I just want to encourage you, if there's some way that God is speaking to you, some way that God is saying, whether it's a text or a phone call or whatever it is, even a prayer that nobody's seeing you, but you know, you have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that is seeing you. And I just want to encourage you, whatever that way that God is going to use from you specifically, it's not a wasted way.
Amen.
You will touch people. And just as Brother Rivera, he keeps on sending these things. And it's not just to me. There's others that he's sending them to. And you're not wasting your time, brother. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing. Is because, I mean, we're not supposed to give up our community. And we have so many ways to do it now.
Amen. That's right.
With the internet, with our phones, and John, I'm gonna butcher the last name, I'm sure. Desjardins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Desjardins. I don't know. Okay, he can teach me later. But you know, he's been sending me some scriptures, and you know, it's been encouraging.
Come on.
So you know, I mean, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to encourage one another, give each other hope and joy, and lift each other up. And especially in a time like this.
Come on, brother.
So,
amen.
Amen for that.
You know, I was reading while you were talking earlier, and I was in Luke, and it's chapter 7, verse 28. It says, "For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. Mm-hmm. But he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And all of the people that heard him, the publicans, justified of God, being baptized with the baptism of John." But then we get over here in the 30 and it says, "But the Pharisees," these are the church folks, mm-hmm. "and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him." And you know, when we step into that baptism, when you say, "Lord," you know, when you accept that, as you talked, you know, when you realize, "Hey, I've been doing wrong," his word is making some corrections. That, yes, Holy Spirit is working in me,
amen,
right?
Amen.
I can do all things. These things are now open to me. Like you guys, absolutely, have already said, you know, and you look at Samson. You know, this morning I was reading, and here's Samson, and he's going to this vineyard. And it says this young lion, I mean, we're not talking about a mountain lion, we're talking about an African lion.
Yeah, absolutely.
And roared against him. And, yeah, you know, he had nothing in his hands, it says. But it says he rent that lion as a kid, you know, as a baby goat or something. You know, he just shredded him with his hands, right?
Come on, man.
And it's like, wow, that's impressive. You know, so whatever God has put in your hand, because later we read, you know, he had the jawbone of an ass, it says.
That's right.
And he picked it up and he killed 300 people.
Come on.
Right?
That's right. Yeah.
And then at the same time, he was thirsty. And afterwards, God provided water in that same jawbone. Yeah. You know, so whatever God has put in your hand,
take it.
Take it. Come it's on. More than enough.
That's right.
It is, right. You know, whether it's just your hand. Because we read David's story.
That's right.
There was a lion and a bear. And it says, I grabbed him by his beard. And, you know, so it was hand to hand here.
You're looking at my beard, aren't you?
And, you know, so the important part is to know who we are.
Come on, man.
And when you have that revelation, when we accept that correction, we try to do right. You know, we've all been sinners. We all have done wrong. I am the worst of the worst. But when we accept that and we know who he is in us, who we are in him, really, I mean, amen. Right? That's where right. it's at. That's right. The victory there. And, you know, when you know that, when you lay hands on the sick, you know they shall recover.
Come on, man.
Right? I mean, that's the victory.
That's exactly right. Come on, man. Walking in faith, walking in what God has you to do. Amen. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a band on, and it's called Pulling on Heaven 24/7, and it's something I'm connected with my son and his church. It's really a thing, and Pulling on Heaven, and in that they've got this idea of bringing heaven on earth, and the pastor even has a piece of rope that he brings out, and he goes, man, you know how you ever watched a young boy ring bells, you know how they'll ride the rope up and down, pulling that thing, holding on to the rope, and that kind of reminds me of that, and their whole attitude is, hey, man, we want to see the kingdom of God on the earth, man. And it is implementing the things that you're reading in the Word, the things that God is saying to you about things going on around you, is what's so important to this world. Because, I mean, we are here, like Pastor John said earlier, we are here to touch people. We are. That's why we're here. This time that we're having, which I've never seen a time like today where the whole country is shut down. Mm. I've never seen it in my life. I never would have thought anything like that would have happened here.
Yeah.
But yet here it is. And I believe that God is using this time to build the body of Christ like he's never built them before. So Pulling on Heaven 24/7 is something I like. I want to do that. I want to continue to keep bringing the kingdom of God into the earth. I want to see it in the earth because I know that that's God's intent. That this earth is ruled by the glory of God, man.
And you're seeing that, you know, during these times where, you know, you look at the news and, you know, crime rates have gone down, the pollution has gotten better, you know, this earth is getting healed.
Yeah.
God is
resting.
It's resting.
Yeah, come on.
People are resting. People are having the time to finally look for God. And so it's a good time.
It is.
It is a really good time, you know, but stop focusing on all that negative stuff and start seeing what God is doing. And when that time comes for you personally, whatever that is, God can start using us for that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I think you want to turn off the bad news.
Yeah.
And fire up the good news.
Fire up the good news.
That Bible.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Right. Fire it up, man. That's what I like that, man.
So, one thing I've been really noticing is, like, if you look at social media or just talk to people, you can tell that there is a lot of, like, if you're focusing on the news, there's a lot of people that's like, oh, I should have handled it this way. You know, there's people upset about how certain people are acting, and those people are upset at the other people about how they're acting, and you know it's just this this vicious thing that's like dividing a lot of people. And you know, I even see a lot of people that are Christians kind of getting caught up in that, and you know, it just makes me think it's you know, in Colossians chapter 3, it's talking about to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And then you know, it just, it makes me think, it's like, you know, there are some people that, you know, consider themselves Christians, but, you know, as we know that there's a lot of people that will say that, but, you know, on that last day and knocking on that door, he's departed from me. I never knew you.
We
need to be compassionate with everybody, because they might even not have that security and knowledge that we have, or it could be something where there's some wisdom that they need that they don't have and that we can offer it to them. But if we're doing it out of anger, you know, they're not going to listen to us. Mm-hmm. And we need to be compassionate in how we treat everyone. And we shouldn't wish ill on anybody if they, you know, act out in a certain way.
Absolutely.
Or you know, belittle them for the way that they're acting on either side. And, you know, it's, I think one of the greatest examples is if we look at Christ on the cross. You know, he says, forgive them for they know not what they do. And, you know, we really need to open up our hearts and have compassion for people, because that's showing that love to people is really what's going to draw them towards God and the knowledge and the understanding that they need.
Come on, man. That's exactly right. The other day I was in a tile company looking for tile, and an older guy walked in and he looks at me and goes, man, you look like, is that you, Dan? He tells me. And I'm looking at him and I go, is that you, Bob? He started laughing. He goes, must not be you, huh, Dan? I go, no, it's not me. I say, my name's Henry. And I just automatically put my hand out to shake his hand. Yeah. And he goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, he goes, he kind of jumped back. And I thought, oh, yeah. I say, hey, man. Yeah, I say, hey, man. I say, man, my name's Henry. God bless you, man. I'm pleased to meet you. And he told me his name is Rob. Yeah. I was pretty close, Bob. You know, anyway, it reminded me of something. I was driving down the road the other day, going into my house. Most of the folks out there, I know a lot of. I wave at them, nobody ever. I said, man, they must be really practicing this. Was a social distancing? Yeah. They won't even wave at me, man. They just don't like me. but the fact of the matter is, like you said, I'm glad you said that. Yeah. Compassion is a big thing, mm-hmm. And even in you know, there's lines of people that people are frustrated, and compassion is something that is a marked attribute of the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And so for us to not act that way is and to our contrary is not very good.
Right.
And so good word, Harry. That's good.
It's funny you talk about social distancing. I was just recognize that even in the drive-thru, you know, there's people that are like, you know, a car length away, and it's like, you can pull up, you're still 6 feet away if that's what you're worried about.
they got their windows up and everything.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny because these things are going to have an effect on America. They really will. They do. And isn't it like a plot to try to get people to not talk to you? And isn't it? I mean, hey, when a Christian say, hey, man, this is what we're here for. We're here to minister the gospel. And so I would say, you know, do what your heart says is right.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid of these things, because fear is not a driver for the kingdom. It never has been and never will be.
Yeah.
But man, you know, love people, man, no matter what's going on.
Yeah.
Spend some time, extra time just being there, trying to maybe minister to them.
Yeah.
In CVS, they have it when you're picking up your prescription. Now they have blue blocks that they've pasted on the floor that are 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
I would imagine when they get busy, probably going around the side of the store, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. 6 feet goes and up pretty quick.
It's always a good opportunity to get, say something to somebody, you know.
Yeah, it is. Come on, man.
And like there was somebody I was talking to this week, and they're going through a rough time and everything. And I was like, okay. And he's like, do you want to pray? And I didn't know how they're going to act. But then they come to me and like both hands out. I'm like, oh, okay, this is what we're going to do. Grab the hands and started praying and everything. And, you know, because like if it would have been in the moment, if I had been like, no, you know what? Go ahead and put those down. We'll pray 6 feet apart here. And, you know, I mean, it that would really, you know, stop the flow.
Absolutely.
It would
come on, man.
Kill the moment. And then it would also show, like, you know, I got some fear here. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You know, it's going to be a hindrance. It's not going to really help
Come
things.
On, man.
It's
That's
like,
right.
You know what? If God wants me to pray, he's going to take care of me in this moment. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
Let's Come pray. On, man.
Grab those hands.
Come on, man.
And yet it's still kind of our responsibility, let's say, even the compassion fits here, mm-hmm. because that person that we're facing may not be where we are. Okay. And so it's kind of giving them that respect that says, okay, you want to stay 6 feet? We can do this. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. you know, God doesn't have to touch a hand in order to heal, you know?
Yep.
So, you know, wherever we are, however they want to receive. And so whatever we do, our ministry has to continue. But at the same time, hey, you know, if you want to hug them, you want to whatever we, you know, that's our heart. You know, it's hard for me not to be doing that. But yet some people, you know, whatever,
elbow.
You know, it's hard not to go there. You know, I miss that, you know, but at the same time, it's like we're being asked to do something, just as our church building is closed to services. You know, mm-hmm. I wish we weren't. But at the same time, you know, we were asked to do something. We're abiding by what we were asked. I think God's blessing that. And so when we don't touch or whatever, God will bless. Yeah. God will still, he'll shine no matter how far apart we are.
And also with that, I do think it's utmost important that we do at least say something, you know, because we're into truth. I mean, we are in truthfulness and say, hey, man, you know, and hey, it's cool. It's all right. I've got no problem with you. I said, but the fact is, man, hey, God's got you, man. He'll take you. You are shielded by God. God has, you know, it's important that you take that time to minister to a heart, minister truth, mm-hmm. you know, because there's a lot of folks that are out there not ministering anything at all. Just doing and, you know, and where somebody has a need and they're fearful.
Yeah.
It's important that we do say something that would to build them and strengthen them a little bit, you know. Yeah. Hey, I'm not telling you to go hold everybody's hand that walks by, man. But hey, man, know that God is watching over you. Well, He's got you. Isn't that right?
Well, isn't it like in Romans or something where it's talking about where I think it's Paul? He's talking about you know, I became a Greek to the Greeks, a Jew to the Jews.
That's right. Yeah,
and you know that's the way I saw when this person wanted me to pray for him.
Right.
You know, I was like.
Yeah,
let's see what they do.
Yeah,
and then I'll follow the lead.
Yeah,
because you know I'm not gonna do something that's gonna be kind of like meh, you know, and they back up.
Right.
You know, I'm just gonna let them lead, and I'll do whatever it makes them comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Come on.
And a lot of times they don't know what you're wanting to do. You know.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
It's not as tough as it seems. You know, but just that you're there.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. Praise God. Believe it or not, we are in good times. I mean, this is the day the Lord has made. Yeah. The Bible says that we are to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And so be glad in it. What are you glad for? Are you glad because you can't get toilet paper? Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, it's cool, man. You know, but be glad, you know, because all these things, God watches over us. He's with us. He's never going to leave you, never going to forsake you. You know what the Word of God says? He will always, always provide your needs for you because you belong to Him. Health is a need. I mean, all these provisions, finances are needed. I mean, these are all things that God says, I am everything that you need. Nothing, mm-hmm. you don't need anything else. Come to me and you watch what happens. I'm hearing things of people finding money, getting money, however, in different areas and different places that they never expected, you know. And so God is watching over His people, and I know. I mean, it's not like I'm surprised at it.
Yeah.
I mean, I said, of course, it's God, man.
What's your point, huh?
Hey, man, I bought money. Yeah, cool, man. It's God, man.
You know? And what He does.
I don't believe it. No, that's what He does.
We're His favorites.
We're His favorites. That's exactly right. No, I'm His favorite. No, you're His favorite. No, but that's who He is, and that's what He does, man.
Yeah.
He shows Himself strong on behalf of those that place their trust in Him, man. So.
Yeah, like at work, the manager has been giving updates like every week on Wednesdays.
Oh, okay.
And one of the things that keeps coming up as a question is like, what about furloughs? Are we going to have furloughs to make up for all the money we've lost? And, you know, I'm in a place now where, you know, I even thought this. I was like, you know, if we do, this would give me the opportunity to finally do some of that stuff that I was going to do for God.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. You know, because I'm going to have some free time. You know, I didn't think, oh, no, how am I going to pay the bills?
Yeah, what
am
exactly I going to do? Right, man. Come on.
And
man.
It's because, you know, I have my security is in God.
That's it. Man.
And, you know, we really need to know that we have hope. We have joy. And it all comes from God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we don't need to fear anything.
That's it. Come on, man.
Not our home.
This is no, not our home.
Our citizenship right. is in heaven.
That's right.
You're an alien.
You know, it's important, I believe, that you know, we put a lot of trust and hope in doctors, and doctors are good and they're great things.
Mm.
But there's the great physician.
That's right, man.
The creator of all heaven and earth.
Come on,
he man. Knows every part of you. He's provided the victory. He's provided Absolutely. The way. He Absolutely. Bore those stripes that we might be healed.
Come on.
There's great value, great victory, and great strength in that. If you can really see that, I mean, That's if you really exactly know who right, you are, man. What he did to make you who you are, right?
Yeah.
So he did the work. We just got to do what he said. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Amen.
You know, just know we got the victory. You know, that lion comes running out at you. You've got him.
That's right, man. Come on, man. Praise God, man. That's our God.
Yeah.
He's a big God. A lot bigger than we can even imagine. He's bigger than what we can't even comprehend him. We think we might know him a little bit, but we cannot. We don't know how big and how great he is. So I believe that's why the angels, the Word of God says the angels are constantly in heaven saying, praise God, praise God. They're saying, and the angels are watching us. Because they don't understand how God would place his glory on a man. And so they're, when they'll see something happen, they'll see Brother Steve walking out of his house where praise God. You know, there's another praise that I believe the angels are giving to God, because God, there are so many aspects of what God does and how he does them. It's incredible. He's a big God. He knows what he's doing. He is in control.
Yes, he is.
He does own the planet.
Yep.
And every soul on the planet, he says, are his.
Amen.
That's who he is, man. And that's great, man. Well, thank you all for listening to our talk show with Showtime. And it was good to have Pastor John, Brother Steve, Pastor Abe, Pastor Patrick, and Brother Steve, Constant. So good to have all you here, you guys sharing what God is doing in your life and what you feel like he might be speaking to you for today. Continue to seek him. Continue, folks, to go after God. Remember that cursed is the man that places trust in man, but blessed are they that will put their trust in the Lord. And so remember that and watch what God will do for you. In Jesus' name. Brother John, will you want to pray?
Lord, we thank you that you knew our hearts and what was going to come forth during this meeting before we even did, Lord. And so we thank you, Lord, that you speak to your church wherever each person is, Lord, when they're home, Lord, when they're on their cars, Lord, during these audio times, Lord, this show time, through the music, Lord, that plays on the radios, Lord, whatever it is, Lord, you are there, Lord. Whenever we're in our private place, Lord, just you and me, Lord. Whenever we are, as Pastor said, just walking out of our door and saying, praise God, thank you for this day.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, that whatever happens today, Lord, I know that you are with me and that nothing can come against me, Lord, because you are with
Amen.
Me.
Praise
you never leave us. You never forsake us. And Lord, this is a time to look at the wonderful things that you do each day, Lord,
yes,
in each one of our lives, Lord. And so we thank you, Lord, We bless you for what you're doing each day, Lord. Bless our families, Lord. Thank you for provision, Lord. Thank you for all those things, Lord, that you are. Mostly, Lord, thank you for your presence.
Yes,
Lord, that presence that just overwhelms us, that presence that brings peace. And for all those that are listening right this moment, as we come to an end here tonight, take a little extra time and just get into his presence this moment.
Yes.
Get into his presence. Allow him, allow his spirit to just pour over you like honey. Enjoy his presence. Yeah. He is a good God.
Thank you.
He is a good God. Yes. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Thank you.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. It's time.
Good night.
How much, I hate to leave you.
Yo, that's got Stan now, right?
Hey, yeah, capture all these little goofy stuff we do, man.
Then we'll listen to it later on.
Put them all together, man.
Good night.
Yeah.